I'm Sachini Gunasekara. I'm a PhD student from Faculty of Information Technology, and my thesis topic is the impact of advancing explainability in education data mining and learning analytics on enhancing student performance and teacher decision making. And this is the outline today presentation. This is the summary of the completed articles that I finished so far. I'll explain one by one. Before entering today's presentation, I would like to give the small introduction about what is the explainability, because entire my thesis topics based on the explainability. Basically, think about in the educational domain, we use the so many AI tools. For example, think about automated student essay score system. This system gives the scores and the feedback from in each students. But not only the students, but also the educators also don't know how decisions are made. So we need to think about the how decisions are made. So different research groups use different terms, and several authors identify the criteria that explanations must meet to be easily understandable for the end users, especially the non-experts. And also, explanations should provide practically and actionable information to support the get the suitable decision making. And also, then explanations can take the various formats like rules. It can be the numerical data, it can be the text or visual information or both. And this can be evaluated using the formalized matrix to evaluating the explainability. And basically, we focus main three stakeholders like students, educators, and the AI developers. And these are the main reason to select this thesis topic. First one is the increased adoption of the data-driven education. You know, nowadays educational domain is increasingly adopting in the data mining and the learning analytics to enhancing the learning, teaching, and the administration decision. But without explainability, stakeholders, as I mentioned before, educators, it can be the students, may struggle to the trust or understanding the insight the generated. And second reason is improving the trust and the transparency. When we use the some AI tools, basically they use the complex machine learning models like neural networks. It's seen as the black box. So improving this trust. So, how to improving the trust? So, we can enhance the transparency in decision making to promote the trust and the acceptance in the educational setting. And third reason is ethical and the fair use of the analytics. Then last one is the personalized learning and the intervention. So we can identify the key factors influencing the student performance, enabling the personalized interventions tailored to the individual needs. And these are the my three main research questions of my thesis. First research question is, how do different explainability techniques impact the confidence, effectiveness, and the decision making of stakeholders in the educational context, and what are the implications for the student learning outcomes? And second research question is, what metrics can be utilized to quantitatively assess the explainability of machine learning models used in the educational data mining? And these are the objectives. I'm not explain one by one. I give the small brief introduction. What are the objectives that we are reaching through this thesis? Firstly, we hope to analyze the effects of the various explainability techniques, and also we hope to examine the relationship between the explainability techniques and the student learning outcomes. And then we hope to identify and the develop metrics for the quantitatively assessing the explainability. And also, finally, we hope to conduct the empirical studies measuring the effectiveness of the selected explainability techniques using the developed metrics. Now I jump into the my first article. The article name is Explainability in Educational Data Mining and Learning Analytics. Basically, this paper highlight overview of the existing studies on the explainability in the educational data mining, providing the comprehensive overview of the current trendings and the challenges. And these are the main two research questions that we focus through this paper. First one is, what is the influence of the different data types and the models? And second question is, what metrics are suitable for the evaluating the explainability of these models? And here you can see this is my Prisma chart, how we gathered the possible publications. Actually, we use the six digital libraries to gather the articles. And here these are the results that we gathered through this article. The data in realm of the educations, we can categorize the two types of variables, like observed variable and the latent variable. We highlighted observed variables directly enhance the model actionability, as well as latent variables are easy to understand, but these variables needed to the additional complex techniques for the meaningful interpretation, as well as recent formers use the categorical data types like gender or grade levels likewise to communicate it transparently. And also, most of the decision models are preferred in the educations because these kind of models inherit interpretability. And in our corpus, no articles address the metrics for evaluating the quality. Not only the explainability, several articles discuss the fairness and the performance. Here you can see this figure. There is an interconnect between the fairness, performance, and the explainability in between the student, the developer, and the educator that must be balanced in the development and the application of the educational model. And now this article is available. If you are interested, you can read more. Now I'm jumping to the another article, my second article. And also, this article aims to present the comprehensive overview, recent research from the 2009 to 2023, based on the explainability in learning analytics. Again, I focus into the three research questions, like what are the sorry, how do various data types affect the educational data mining, and which kind of explainable AI approaches and the learning analytics models, and the what are the explanation techniques can be employed to the ensure explainability? Then third question is, which metrics are appropriated for the assessing the interpretability of the machine learning? And this is the systematic review, how we are gathered the articles. Initially, we gathered the 902 articles. Additionally, we gathered the 68 articles from the citation searching. After applying the inclusion and exclusion criteria that were published, we gathered the 161 article for that for the analyzing. So here, this is the analysis of the results regarding the first research question. So you can see, according to the related works, researchers use the basic type of the data, such as categorical and the continuous. You can see the most commonly the formers use the both categorical and the continuous data types, and also that they use the observed variables and the latent variables. And the formers categorize the four different learning analytics models, like supervised, unsupervised, semi-supervised, and the both supervised and the unsupervised. Basically, you can see the most commonly used learning analytic models as the supervised models, which is followed by then both supervised and the unsupervised, then after the semi-supervised, finally the unsupervised. And this is the analysis of the results regarding the second research question. Here you can see most of the models in this field use the white box method because white box method it is very easy to understand, especially the non-expert. Then after the post hoc, and then after the both white box and the post hoc methods. And here this is the frequency of the applied machine learning algorithm during the 2009 to 2023. Most of the farmers use the decision tree models, then after the deep learning neural networks, then after the Bayesian base and the regression and others. And here you can see post hoc models adoption will likely expand over the next few years. So when we use the post hoc methods, definitely we need to the additional techniques to support the generating the predicted interpretation. So we can choose the anchors, sharp, D-LIME, LIME approaches, feature importance as the XAI techniques. Then this is the analysis of the results regarding the third research question. Here, when you are considering this figure, you can see there are two models like black box model and the white box model. When we talk about the black box model, we typically need to additional tools to look into the model's internals. So we can use the techniques like sharp, D-LIME, LIME anchors, and also we can evaluate the explainability using some explainability metrics, for example, the sensitivity and the stability. And when we talk about the white box, no need to additional techniques because white box means it is very easy to understand, especially the unexpert also. And now I'm jumping to the third article. This article aims to evaluate the two metrics like stability and the fidelity of the two machine learning models like artificial neural networks and the decision trees, focusing the performance on the explainability to predicting the student performance. In here, I choose the open data set like OLED. And here, the In here, for this article, for this project, I used the 14 features and the 17,091 samples. Unfortunately, I couldn't mention the entire article due to the enough of the space. And here, this figure illustrates the entire analytics process. We used the five-fold cross-validation to assess how well machine learning models perform. Here you can see there are four performance metrics like accuracy, precision, recall, and the F score. And here we average the over five faults and the every steps. We including the feature importance analysis and the performance evaluations has been performed 50 times to provide the accurate. And for explainability, LIME explanation is used to the generate local explanation for individual predictions. And here you can see overall these metrics show the ANNET classifier is better than the decision tree. This table you can see present stability and the fidelity of the different explanatory methods like feature importance and the LIME. When we talk about the decision tree, we got the fidelity score and the stability score as the 100%. But here you can see this is the selected instance in the decision tree model. For this particular instance, you can see original model's predictions was incorrect because, as seen by the disparity between the real class and the predicted class. But here you can see when we talk about the ANN model using the LIME tool, we got the fidelity and the stability score as the 80%. So here, this is the conclusion of this article. We can say decision tree offer the natural interpretability due to their feature bias, and decision tree struggles with the complex data relationship. But when you use the ANN model, it is very got the very high accuracy than the decision trees, and got the greater stability and the fidelity in the prediction. And also the lack of the transparency, making their decisions less interpretability. So thank you very much. If you have any questions, you can ask now.